President accused of trying to stop FBI investigation.
But the White House denies it.
Outrage in Congress.
A stunning, breathtaking revelation.
From Democrats and Republicans.
It's of Watergate size and scale.
The ramifications.
In a court of law, this could be considered obstruction of justice.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the White House is under fire yet again, this time over a memo that indicates President Trump asked James Comey to end the FBI investigation into his former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. We're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
And Steve, this latest revelation has Republicans reeling. The memo, first reported by the New York Times and confirmed by CBS News, has James Comey detailing a February conversation in the Oval Office. Mike Flynn had just been fired the day before for lying about his chats with the Russian ambassador. In Comey's telling, President Trump said, quote, "I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go."
Mike Flynn is a fine person.
2 days later, the president held a combative news conference where he was asked about Flynn's firing as it related to the Russia probe.
You know, you can talk all you want about Russia, which was all a, you know, fake news fabricated deal to try and make up for the loss of the Democrats.
The New York Times also says Comey was asked by the president to go after reporters who write about leaked information. The White House formally denies the president asked Comey to end any investigation. Aides here believe Mr. Trump is the victim of a leak campaign orchestrated by the president's opponents in and out of government.
Now to Capitol Hill, where CBS's Nancy Cordes says members of both parties are pressing for more information.
Arizona Senator John McCain made the Nixon comparison for the first time.
I think it's reaching the point where it's of Watergate size and scale.
As he spoke, his fellow Republican, Jason Chaffetz, who chairs the House Committee on Government Oversight, was firing off a letter to the FBI, giving the agency a week to turn over all memoranda, notes, summaries, and recordings referring or relating to any communications between Comey and the president. Idaho's Jim Risch was one of the few Republicans willing to defend the president.
I think it's getting better as time goes on.
In the last
48
hours. It doesn't
hours,
feel like that in the past 2 days.
Democrats argued the Comey encounter is the clearest sign yet of obstruction of justice.
There is, I think, mounting concern over just how this administration appears to be interfering with the Russia investigation.
But is this, in fact, a case of obstruction of justice? CBS News Chief Legal Correspondent Jan Crawford.
The key to obstruction of justice is intent. Whether President Trump specifically intended to block the FBI's efforts. And we don't know the answer to that. This is going to become more of a political issue than a legal one, because a sitting president is highly unlikely to be prosecuted in court. But if the evidence shows that he could be prosecuted, that would be enough to meet the standard for impeachment. And of course, obstruction of justice is what led to impeachment proceedings against President Nixon and Clinton.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said today his country is willing to hand over transcripts of his foreign minister's talks with President Trump to the U.S. Congress. Mr. Trump has been accused of revealing highly classified material to the Russians. Chelsea Manning was released from prison this morning. The transgender soldier served 7 years of a 35-year term. Clemency was granted by President Obama.
She entered prison as Bradley Manning, an Army private convicted of leaking some 700,000 secret documents and battlefield video from Iraq. She leaves prison as a woman, and her attorney, Chase Strangio, says Chelsea Manning is not looking back on what put her there.
No harm has come to the United States' interest from what she's done.
Nor is she focusing on her struggles.
She's focusing on her future and what lies ahead for her.
Strangio says Manning plans to help others. She is getting help from a GoFundMe page set up by Strangio. It's raised well over $100,000. Peter King, CBS News.
Well, two people were killed in tornadoes in Wisconsin and Oklahoma. CBS's David Begno is in Chautauqua, Wisconsin.
The damage spans nearly 50 miles, 50 miles here in Wisconsin. At this property, it's as if somebody took a knife and sliced off the treetops.
The death in Oklahoma was reported in a housing subdivision outside Elk City. Violent weather is blamed for damage and power outages in several states from Texas to the Great Lakes. For the first time, 20-something women are not the age group having the most babies in this country. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
The number of 30-something women giving birth overtook the number of 20-somethings for the first time last year. The average age for first-time mothers rose to 28, up from 25 in the year 2000. And the CDC figures show the teen birth rate continues to fall. Steve?
It was after midnight in New Orleans when the monument to Confederate General P.G.T. Beauregard was taken down, a victory for people who say it paid homage to slavery and segregation.
I think it's past time for it to come down.
These statues and monuments are symbolic of the negative parts of the history of this country.
Opponents turned out too.
You can't change history. You can't pick and choose what you decide is history.
Now a CBS News investigation correspondent Anna Werner has been looking into internet and TV deals that draw customers in only to leave them fuming.
The bundle price you sign up for is guaranteed to stay the same for 2 years.
AT&T tells us they fully honor the terms of their promotions, but our investigation uncovered over 4,000 complaints against AT&T and DirecTV related to deals, promotions, and overcharging in the past 2 years. Like one woman in Florida.
How can I help you today?
Because I keep getting billed for $79.49, and my contract said that I was only going to pay $24.99 for 2 years.
Over 3 hours, five different representatives gave her five different explanations. And customers who then decide to cancel the service often have to pay an early termination fee, which can cost hundreds of dollars.
There's nothing they're going to be able to do.
Paul Bland is a lawyer who specializes in consumer law.
So it turns out to be a license to steal.
License to steal is pretty strong language.
When a large company has a lot of consumers coming forward and saying, we feel that we were bait and switched, the company knows about it.
That's something customers might claim in a class action lawsuit, except AT&T's contract also forbids class actions. Anna Werner, CBS News, New York.
AAA estimates 39 million Americans will travel this Memorial Day weekend, second highest volume since 2005. No one lives on a remote island in the Pacific, but the remnants of what people use are everywhere. CBS's Steve Futterman explains.
A study found 38 million pieces of trash, mostly plastic, have washed onto Henderson Island, the highest density of trash ever recorded. Dr. Jennifer Lavers led the study.
The top offenders on the beach were, by and large, everyday consumer items.
Things like bottles, containers, toothbrushes, even toy soldiers. Henderson is at the edge of a vortex of ocean currents, which puts it in perfect position to become a waste disposal site. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Finding Henderson Island on a map could be important for the 10 middle schoolers who are set to compete in the National Geographic Bee in Washington. Three of the finalists from last year are in the running. The winner gets a Galapagos Islands trip and a $50,000 scholarship. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.